From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. More deadly Israeli-Palestinian violence. An Arab armed with a gun and a knife attacked Israelis at the main bus station in Beersheba Sunday, killing one Israeli soldier and wounding 10 other people before police shot him dead. It was the bloodiest single incident in more than 2 weeks of Palestinian violence against Israelis, which has seen 8 Israelis and 41 Palestinians killed. Violence also reported Sunday in the city of Hebron on the West Bank and along the Israeli border with Gaza. Police started building a wall between one Jewish neighborhood and a Palestinian village in East Jerusalem to try to prevent more trouble. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry plans to meet separately this week with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. President Barack Obama Sunday ordered the U.S. government to start preparing to lift sanctions against Iran on what was called Adoption Day, the day all parties who sign the nuclear deal in July take the first steps toward implementing it. President Obama said Iran has also started carrying out its side of the deal, removing centrifuges, slashing its uranium stockpiles, and filling the Arak heavy water nuclear reactor with concrete, all to ensure it cannot build a nuclear weapon. The European Union also passed legislation Sunday allowing its members to start looking at ending sanctions. Egyptian voters turned out in low numbers Sunday in the first phase of parliamentary elections that are widely expected to strengthen President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi's grip on power. The long-delayed vote to fill the 596-member parliament will continue Monday in 14 of the 27 provinces. Voting will continue next month elsewhere in the country. This is VOA News. German Chancellor Angela Merkel met with Turkey's Prime Minister in Istanbul to renew efforts for the country's stalled EU membership. Dorian Jones reports.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel has been one of Ankara's staunchest opponents to membership, but at a news conference Sunday with Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu, she pledged support for its EU membership process. With Turkey a key transit route for migrants, Ankara's cooperation is seen as vital to the EU plan. Prime Minister Davutoğlu described the talks as positive. Our priority is to prevent illegal immigration and reduce the number of people crossing our borders. In that respect, we've had very fruitful discussions with the European Union recently, he said. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Chancellor Merkel also offered Turkey an aid package of more than $3 billion to help host the more than 2 million refugees in the country. The Pentagon confirms a U.S.-led coalition airstrike killed a top al-Qaeda-linked militant in northwest Syria last week. Saudi national Sanafi al-Nasser was killed Thursday. He was described as a member of the so-called Khorasan group and a longtime jihadist who handled finances between donors and various al-Qaeda operations. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter calls his death a significant blow to the Khorasan group's plans to attack the U.S. and our allies. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry Sunday lobbied for the U.S. to be reelected to the board of the U.N. group UNESCO. Secretary Kerry promised to work with Congress to resume U.S. contributions to the group, which were cut off in protest of the Palestinians being admitted as full members.
We're agreeing really on how the mandate of UNESCO, the mandate of the United Nations, has never been more in need of being applied and lived by. And never has our work, frankly, been more important than it is today. There's an urgency to it.
The United States and Israel lost their UNESCO voting rights in 2013, but the U.S. is still a member of the executive board that oversees the general management of the U.N. body. The Colombian government and Marxist rebels have unveiled a breakthrough deal aimed at officially determining the fate of tens of thousands of people missing and presumed dead during a half-century of war. The agreement, reached late Saturday in Havana, comes just weeks after the Bogota government negotiators and their FARC counterparts publicly vowed to sign a peace deal by March of 2016. Colombian authorities say at least 51,000 people have gone missing since rebels launched a rebellion in 1964. Victim groups place the missing toll as high as 100,000. Government tallies show 220,000 people killed and millions displaced. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.